Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission team to visit Jaipur tomorrow to take stock of preparations for assembly elections in Rajasthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch a week-long program Sankalp Saptah for aspirational blocks on Saturday. Father of Green Revolution in India, M.S. Swaminathan, passes away in Chennai. President and Prime Minister express condolence. Anant Chaturdashi, marking culmination of 10-day-long Ganesh Utsav, being celebrated in different parts of the country. Birthday of Prophet Muhammad, Eid Miladun Nabi, also celebrated today. And in Asian Games at Hangzhou, Indian trio of Sarabjot Singh, Arjun Singh Chima and Shiva Narwal win gold in men's 10-meter air pistol team event. The full team of the Election Commission will be on a 3-day visit to Rajasthan from tomorrow to take stock of the preparations for the assembly elections in the state. Chief Electoral Officer of Rajasthan Praveen Gupta said Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, Election Commissioners Anup Chandra Pandey and Arun Goel will reach Jaipur tomorrow. Assembly elections are to be held in the state later this year. Mr. Gupta said the Commission will hold a meeting with recognized political parties tomorrow. Later, the Commission will hold discussions with the nodal officers of State Police, Income Tax, Excise, Transport, Commercial Tax Department, Railways and Airport Authorities on the preparations for the polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a week-long program for aspirational blocks in the country called Sankalp Saptah in New Delhi on Saturday. The inaugural program will witness participation of about 3,000 panchayat and block-level people's representatives and functionaries from across the country in Bharat Mandapam. In addition, about 2 lakh people, including block and panchayat level functionaries, farmers and persons from other walks of life, will join the program virtually. Sankalp Saptah is linked to the effective implementation of Aspirational Blocks program. The nationwide program was launched by the Prime Minister on the 7th of January this year to improve governance at the block level and enhance the quality of life of citizens. It is being implemented in 500 aspirational blocks across 329 districts. India has retained the 40th rank in the Global Innovation Index 2023. Niti Aayog said India retained the 40th rank out of 132 economies in the Global Innovation Index 2023 rankings published by the World Intellectual Property Organization. It said India has been on a rising trajectory over the past several years in the Global Innovation Index, from a rank of 81 in 2015 to 40 in 2023. Agricultural scientist Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, known as the father of India's Green Revolution, passed away in Chennai today. He breathed his last at his residence. He was 98 years old. Dr. Swaminathan brought a social revolution through his policies to rescue India from famine-like circumstances in the 1960s. He founded the M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation and played a vital role in developing high-yield variety seeds of wheat, which led to the Green Revolution in India. World-renowned for his work on the policy front, Swaminathan has received numerous international awards and honours, including Albert Einstein World Science Award in 1986 and the first World Food Prize in 1987. He was conferred with Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur have expressed grief at the demise of Dr. M.S. Swaminathan. In her message, President Murmu said he was a visionary who worked endlessly to achieve food security and was rightly called the father of Green Revolution. The President said he leaves behind a rich legacy of Indian agriculture science which may serve as a guiding light to steer the world towards a safer and hunger-free future for humanity. In his message, Prime Minister Modi said Dr. M.S. Swaminathan's groundbreaking work in agriculture transformed the lives of millions at a very critical period in India's history and ensured food security for the nation. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said Dr. Swaminathan's efforts ensured that India became a self-sufficient country in terms of food production. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan former Deputy Director General at the WHO and daughter of M.S. Swaminathan, says her father was committed to farmers' welfare and to the upliftment of the poorest in society.
Till the end, he was committed to farmers' welfare and to the happiness and the upliftment of the poorest in society. And on behalf of the family, I would like to thank everyone who has expressed their wishes. And I hope that the three of us, three daughters, will continue the legacy that my father and my mother, Mrs. Veena Swaminathan, had shown us.
Talking to Akashwani, agriculture expert S.P. Singh spoke about contributions made by Dr. Swaminathan in India's Green Revolution.
M.S. Swaminathan, known as the father of Green Revolutions and father of economic ecology, he worked with the Jagjivan Ram during 1960 to 70s for the success of the Green Revolutions, an initiative that worked for the success of the adopted exponential rise in productivity of wheat and rice through adoption of chemical, biological and technology. India was in the verge of mass famine, leading of scarcity of food grains. Swaminathan, along with Norman Borlaug and other scientists, developed the high-yield variety seeds of the wheat.
Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said a policy is being framed to make all the national highways free of potholes by December this year. Talking to media persons in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said the government is also working on another national policy to use municipal waste in road construction. He said the government will provide incentives if the construction machinery is based on alternative fuel. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will launch special campaign 3.0 for institutionalizing Swachhata and reducing pendency in government in New Delhi tomorrow. The special campaign 3.0 from the 2nd to the 31st of October aims at ensuring timely and effective disposal of public grievances, references from members of parliament, state governments, interministerial consultations and parliamentary assurances and disposal of scrap. Dr. Singh said more than 1.6 lakh sites, including from far-flung and remote locations, 20.2 lakh physical files and around 2.27 lakh e-files have been identified for review across ministries and departments for the special campaign.
Aaiye Swachhata Pakhwade mein 1 October ko ekjut hokar 1 ghante ke liye subah 10 baje shramdaan kar Pujya Mahatma Gandhi ji ko Swachh Bharat ki Swachhanjali de. स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhatahiseva.com पर जाएं.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The festival of Anant Chaturdashi is being celebrated today with Ganesh Visarjan, where devotees immerse the idol of Lord Ganesh in water. Mumbai witnessed a spectacular culmination of the 10-day celebration of Ganeshotsav today. Our Mumbai correspondent reports that the city came alive with processions marking the farewell of Lord Ganesh amid showering of flowers and chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria.
Mumbaikars today bid a tearful adieu to Lord Ganesh, whom they lovingly call Ganpati Bappa, on the culmination of the 10-day long Ganeshotsav. Idols from homes and Ganesh mandals were taken for immersion amidst rhythmic beating of drums and jubilant chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria. The Visarjan processions of the famous Lalbagh Charaja and Mumbai Charaja are one of the most iconic sights of the city. Lakhs of devotees eagerly waited on the streets for the final darshan of the deity. The conclusion of the Ganpati festival was met with heavy rainfall today, adding to the excitement of the Ganpati Visarjan. Thunderstorms swept across the city and showers were witnessed at various places. Pratana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, was celebrated with religious fervor and due reverence in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Sirat conferences were held where ulemas or religious scholars highlighted the life and teachings of Hazrat Muhammad. Milad processions were also organized to mark the occasion. In Delhi, the main procession was taken out in the walled city, which culminated at Jama Masjid after passing through the traditional route. In Punjab, train services were disrupted on several routes due to rail roko agitation launched by farmer organizations today. More than 90 train routes have been affected in the state due to the agitation. Nearly 50 trains have been cancelled till next orders, while 29 have been cancelled partially. Routes of 11 trains have been diverted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid his tributes to freedom fighter Shaheed Bhagat Singh on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his sacrifice and unwavering dedication to the cause of India's freedom continue to inspire generations. Baloch Human Rights Council, BHRC of Canada, has questioned Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's silence on the death of Balochistan rights activist Karima Baloch. In a statement today, BHRC Canada said PM Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party government must provide a transparent and just response regarding the quest for justice in the case of Ms. Karima Baloch. She dedicated her life to advocacy for the rights and freedom of Balochistan from tyranny and Pakistani military occupation. The key domestic stocks today ended around 1% down. The BSE Sensex closed near the 65,500 mark, while the NSE Nifty ended near the 19,500 level. Both indices fell amid mixed cues from global share markets. A report from the Business Desk.
The Sensex declined 610 points to finish at 65,508. The Nifty also fell 193 points to settle at 19,524. In the forex market, the rupee closed at 83.19 rupees against the US dollar. Gold prices at the multi-commodity exchange for October contracts were trading at 57,490 rupees per 10 grams. Silver prices were trading at 70,725 rupees per kilogram for December contracts when reports last came in. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $96.10 per barrel. Rajesh Lake for Akashvani News.
And now news from the Asian Games.
India has accumulated an overall tally of 25 medals, 6 gold, 8 silver and 11 bronze in the Asian Games 2023 being held at Hangzhou, China. The leaders' gold was won by the trio of Sarabjot Singh, Arjun Singh Chima and Shiva Narwal in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event today. India's Anush Agarwal bagged his second equestrian medal, a bronze, after ranking third in dressage intermediate freestyle event. In Wushu, Naurim Roshibina Devi made the country proud by receiving the silver medal. The Prime Minister congratulated all the winners. Indian pair beat the Republic of Korea in the semi-final today in tennis men's doubles. Ramkumar Ramanathan and Saket Meneni will face Chinese Taipei in the men's doubles gold medal match tomorrow. In hockey, India beat Japan by 4-2 to register a third successive win in Pool A. The Indian men's team moved to the top of Pool A, overtaking Pakistan. In boxing, Nishan Dev knocked out Vietnam in the first bout, enters the quarterfinal in men's 71 kilograms. Aditi Lumba, Sports Desk.
Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur felicitated the medalists from the cricket, rowing and shooting contingents from the 19th Asian Games in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Thakur said, "The champions have made an indelible mark on Team India's performance at the Games, contributing significantly to the 25 and counting medals so far, including 6 gold medals." He said, "From the historic achievement of winning gold in cricket on their debut to elevating the nation's overall performance at the Games compared to the previous edition, the rowers and shooters have consistently delivered their absolute best." He said Khelo India Games have brought many talents to the front. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission team to visit Jaipur tomorrow to take stock of preparations for assembly elections in Rajasthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch a week-long program, Sankalp Saptah, for aspirational blocks on Saturday. Father of Green Revolution in India, M.S. Swaminathan, passes away in Chennai. President and Prime Minister express condolence. Anant Chaturdashi marking culmination of 10-day-long Ganeshotsav being celebrated in different parts of the country. Birthday of Prophet Muhammad, Eid Miladun Nabi, also celebrated today. And in Asian Games at Hangzhou, Indian trio of Sarabjot Singh, Arjun Singh Chima and Shiva Narwal win gold in men's 10-meter air pistol team event. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.